Hello, this is Robert Rickover at alexanderaudio.com, and today my guest is Imogen Ragon, an Alexander Technique teacher in Wilmington, Delaware. And we're going to talk about websites and the Alexander Technique. Imogen is not just an Alexander Technique teacher, but a website designer. She's designed a number of websites for other teachers, and you can learn all about her services at a page on her site, which is imogenragon.com/websites, and that's spelled imogenragone.com/websites. We'll provide that information at the end of the conversation, and we'll also have a link to that page next to the conversation. Welcome to the show, Imogen.
Thank you.
I'd like to begin by asking you to give your general take on the whole question of websites for Alexander Technique teachers, particularly addressing teachers who don't have a site. Maybe saying a word or two about, from your perspective, why that might be a good idea for them to get a website.
Okay. Well, I think really for anyone in any kind of business, including Alexander Technique teachers who are, for the most part, self-employed, a website is pretty much an indispensable way to say that you're open for business. It's how people these days look up information, and it's how they find out what you have to offer. I think even though you might be listed on your professional society, you know, giving your phone number, maybe even your email, hopefully, those people who have websites listed, I think, are far more likely to get the people contacting them. It looks like they're open for business. It looks like they're the real deal. And people can find out something about you before they make the call. And I think that adds to their comfort level. So, yeah, I think it's just as important as having a phone number these days.
Yes, I would agree. I think, 10 years ago, maybe it wouldn't have been quite as crucial, but we're now a decade into the 21st century, and at this point, to be taken seriously as a professional, you need to have a website. I think that's just the beginning and the end of it. You really need to have a website.
Absolutely.
So, could you now, I'd like you to talk a little about some basic design considerations for someone who is planning to get a website, or maybe someone who already has a website but may want to upgrade it. What are some basic considerations to take into account, both in terms of text and in terms of the design of the site itself?
Well, I don't believe you need to have a very high-tech, if you like, complicated site. In fact, I think that can sometimes be detrimental to have it be too fancy, if you like. What you need is very easy to read, easy to pick out, user-friendly, if you like, information that people can navigate and find easily. They can easily see words that they might be looking for that they relate to: back pain, performance, playing a musical instrument, whatever that thing is that they're looking for in relation to, that it's easy to pick out that information. Along with that, I'd really say for a basic website, it doesn't need to be huge. It doesn't need to be complicated. In fact, I think the simpler, in a way, the better. And it doesn't need to be wordy. In fact, I think if you write in too lengthy a way, you're going to just lose people because they're scanning for information. So bullet points with those key words that people are looking for, that they can scan easily a page and see if it has something relevant to them. That would really be my main point, is to kind of keep it simple and easy to pick out relevant information.
Right. And if you do want to write longer things about the technique, and that may be a very good idea, they could be in other pages of your site, not necessarily the first thing that someone comes to.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have an article or an essay as a main page, but it could be sort of a link from a page to an article that you've written on a subject, and that's easy to do. Or maybe you really like writing. Maybe you have a blog, and that can be, or you'd like to have a blog, and I could easily, or it could be easily incorporated as a link from the main website if people want to find out more.
Right, you can use links creatively to keep the wordiness out of your website, but make it available for those who want to delve deeper into
Absolutely.
the technique. And the there was something else I was going to, oh, the other point I was going to ask you about is what I notice in some Alexander websites out there, teachers' websites, is there's a bit of an over-reliance on Alexander technique jargon, and I think that's a pretty big mistake. What's your take on that?
I completely agree. And part of this keeping it simple is keeping who your potential customer, if you like, is the people that you want to get something out of your site. And if you're a teacher, that is not other Alexander Technique teachers. That's probably mostly people who've never even heard of the Alexander Technique or know very little. So you want to keep the wording really in language that's easily accessible that they can relate to, maybe talk about coordination rather than use. Primary control doesn't mean much to anyone. Inhibition, in fact, may have negative connotations. So I don't try and find words that people can understand on some level that would be positive.
Right, and probably a good idea not to have a picture of F.M. Alexander on your first page. It means nothing to anybody.
I mean, that would be okay on a kind of sub page that's maybe
Yes.
about a bit of history about the technique or, and explains who it is. But to have this black and white picture of an old man, basically, it doesn't look relevant to today, I don't think, on
Right.
the.
I think the important thing is to think outside of the narrow Alexander Technique world when you're presenting yourself to the wider world. And one thing you might also do is show your tentative design to some people who don't know anything or don't know much about the technique and get their take on it.
I think that's a very good idea. Yes.
And then the other thing I would like you to address is the whole question of how are people going to actually find your site? It's all well and good to have a website, and it can be a very nice website, but people have to actually get to it. And
Yes.
maybe you could say a word or two about how search engines work and about how links to and from your site work in terms of that.
So in terms of a search engine finding you, it's really important to have some keywords near the top of your homepage, I would say, that they can pick out that people might be searching for. I mean, you want Alexander Technique there, obviously, but your location is really important. That's what a lot of people look for. I'm in Wilmington, Delaware. People may put Alexander Technique Wilmington or Alexander Technique Delaware or Backpain Delaware. I don't know. So you want location definitely near the top. You need your name near the top. Maybe they've heard of you but can't remember anything else. So things like that. Links to your website and links from your website are also really key in kind of raising your visibility in the web and on the search engines. So, for instance, any professional associations that you belong to, have them list your website. I think you offer that on the complete guide to the Alexander Technique. Have your website listed there. AlexanderTechnique.com is often the first place people go, so that's a very important place to list your website. But also link to other websites, link to these resources, link to general resources, link to articles that might kind of for those people who want to delve deeper, but it all adds to the kind of connectivity and visibility of your site.
Yes, and I think it's important to understand that the web functions a little differently than some people are used to, in that it really rewards connectivity. Mm-hmm. Isolation or wanting to sort of wall yourself off from other, let's say, other versions of the Alexander technique or other Alexander websites is a losing strategy on the web, for better or for worse. It really pays to have outward links to other, at least some the other major Alexander websites, and to have them link to you.
Yes.
And without that, it's quite likely that people just won't be able to find you very much, and you won't get the full benefits of having a website.
Yeah, and you might also want to look if there's businesses local to you that might want to exchange links, because that would be very useful.
Yeah. Absolutely. A lot of cities now have directories of businesses with websites. I would scan through them, and particularly if they were health related or whatever, those would be good sites to exchange links with. And you just contact the webmaster of those sites and say, how about exchanging links? And maybe 2/3 of the time, they'll say yes. And when that happens, you have more possibilities of traffic coming to your site.
Yes.
Now, I'd like to switch gears a little bit, not very much. And I'd like you to talk about the particular service that you provide in terms of website design. You can see a lot of examples of what you've done at the page I mentioned earlier, and we'll put a link to it. But could you talk a little bit about the process and maybe dispel a few myths about websites for Alexander teachers?
Yes, I mean, the reason I'm doing this, if you like, is to provide a low-cost alternative to web designs that, you know, can be quite expensive, but it really needn't be. I think maybe this is what puts a lot of people off from even going there. So what I've done is I've come up with three sort of basic layouts for a multi-page website that you can choose from. And for five pages, it's at the moment just $150. And that includes everything. And they're highly flexible. You choose your color scheme, any graphics you want, any photos you want, of course, all your text. And I think a really good way to think of it is just as if you were putting a brochure together. I mean, that's really the exact same information you'd need to supply. So a little trifold brochure, you might have five pages on that of simple text. That's basically the same way your website is organized.
So I'm guessing if someone actually already has a brochure that's working for them, they could mail it to you, and you could create the site based on that pretty
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
So basically the same process. A brochure with good visual appeal on a bulletin board is going to provide all that you need for a website with good appeal on the web. It needs to be formatted a little differently, but it's the same basic idea.
Yes, and the other thing is that you don't need to have any technical knowledge yourself to do this. I mean, you know, I take care of everything for you, and with the arrangement I have with you, Robert, for hosting people's sites, which basically is the method of getting your site put on that bulletin board, which is the website, which is the World Wide Web, sort of like renting space to put your site out there so people can visit it. Everything is taken care of. I mean, you don't have to do any of the technical stuff yourself. And I think that's a relief to a lot of people.
You really don't have to know anything about the technical side. And the hosting costs that you mentioned are very low, and either $60 a year or $75 a year, depending on the format you want your site to be in. So it's not a lot of money, and we really take care of everything for you. Is there anything else you want to say about the services you provide or the internet and the Alexander technique in general before we end?
Maybe just quickly to touch on, I think, and I think you would agree with this, the things that people seem to be drawn to on the web seem to be sort of audio and visual, video,
Yes.
clips. And there's an easy way for me to link to any YouTube video. In fact, it could even be on your site. And I believe all that is free content for anyone to use. Is that correct,
Yes,
Robert?
you anything on YouTube is available.
So you see a nice Alexander video on there, I can put it right on your website.
Or you want to create a little Alexander video.
Absolutely.
Let's say you have a student who knows something about video, doesn't have to know very much. They could do a video of you talking about the technique or even you teaching, and then you'd want to put that on YouTube, and then that could be a link from your site, or it could be embedded in your site.
Yes, and I've got an example of that on one of the pages of my website.
And audio. I wouldn't discount audio. I think in some ways there's some advantages of that because people can listen to it on their way to work or when they
On
have a
their
spare
phone.
moment. And I offer a service where if you want to do an audio interview with me, kind of like we're doing now, it's very cheap, and that also could go on your site. And I believe you have an example of that as well. And in fact, if you host your site with me, you get a free audio interview. So those are all options for you with a website. Once you have a website in place, then you can start to add things if you want. Audio, video, you could start to really take advantage of sites like Twitter and Facebook and other social
And that
networking
can all
sites.
connect
It
back
can
and forth
all
too.
connect. Everything can connect with everything else very easily. For example, if you're on Twitter, your Twitter feed can go directly onto your website. There are all kinds of options like that, but the first step is to have a website. So maybe we should end it there.
Yeah, that
What do you
sounds good.
think?
A lot of
A
information.
lot of information. So I've been talking with Imogen Ragone, an Alexander teacher in Wilmington, Delaware, and please visit her site, imogenragone.com forward slash websites, and that's spelled Imogenragone. .com/websites. We will put a link to it next to the interview. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.